Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host speaking, Martin Horst, and this show is giving you the latest galactic news. And today I have a very special guest. His name is Joseph Bartello, and he is a long time already my friend on Facebook. We have never met in the physical in this lifetime, but he is from Malta and he has great information to share, and he has a very high consciousness and very uplifting information. He is a great, wonderful friend. And he is going to share with me a wonderful new show again. So welcome, Bartello.
I'm glad to be here on this radio station, and I wish to do the best I can to help everyone all over the world to lift their consciousness to the highest level possible, always in a positive and wonderful way.
Yes. Well, I know you are able to do that, Joseph, because I know you have I know you for a long time now. I think since 2009 we met already on Facebook, and since then every day you share wonderful news, very positive news, And you are lifting my vibration, and I think all the friends on Facebook. And you are also making YouTube videos where you speak to the people to uplift them. And that, I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Well, that's part of my mission on this earth, to uplift and help as many people as possible to have a positive outlook in life, in the now, and in the future.
Yes.
It's a great privilege to do so.
Yes, and it's a great privilege to have you on the show, Joseph.
The pleasure and honor is mine.
Yes. So I want to talk a bit with you about disclosure, because the Galactics have promised disclosure already for many years now. Now, just the movie series was just released a couple of weeks ago, and then the citizens' hearing on disclosure were to follow live for many people. Right now, I feel a little bit of a gap or a little bit silence. It's difficult to get real news out there. What kind of news are you receiving about disclosure?
Well, to be honest with you, I saw the Disclosure Project, what they call it, website, and I saw the film series as well that Dr. Greer manifested with a team of people. And it was, in a way, quite eye-opening and also mind-opening. But I would say that the knowledge that we have does not only come from the higher realms that we are connected to, but it also dwells within ourselves. All we have to do practice it, access this way, is to go deep within ourselves, because we are connected all to the source of all that is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. We are all connected to the source and with each other.
Of course.
I was just wondering, you know, we are connected, and tonight is the solar eclipse in Australia, and it will happen around 3 hours after midnight in Europe. But I already feel the energy building up. What do you feel, Joseph, from the solar eclipse?
I really feel the same, Martin. I feel the same around me. And the effects on the bodies of people such as myself tends to be a little bit erratic until we get used to these changing energies within us. Because our DNA is being activated, the junk DNA, as they used to call it, which in actual fact is not junk at all. It is a reawakening DNA system that will make us into crystalline beings that we truly are.
Yes, that's true. And this awakening of the DNA is going faster with celestial events like the solar eclipse, right?
Yes.
Yes, I'm looking at the sky right now, and you know, it's getting dark here. I don't know about Malta, but here it's getting dark. The weather is also quite strange lately, don't you think?
Yes, I think so, because I am feeling this as well. And it's quite dark here in Malta as well. And the stars, I could see just a few of them, because I live in a block of flats on the second floor. But just in front of me, there's a block of flats, but there's a bit of sky that I could see from here, you see? And I can see a number of stars. And it's not completely dark, really, because there is a bit of a glow of this moon that we have just upon us.
Yes, indeed. Yes. You know, Joseph, again, I want to compliment you with your great information and your friendship, because I think from all my Facebook friends, you are one of the longest that I have good contact with. Other people more superficial, you know, but with you, I really have a deeper connection, and I know that you have a very high consciousness, and I feel that in your words, the way you speak. So people that are listening should know that Joseph Bartello from Malta can help you if you want to add him, if people are allowed, Joseph, to get great information about the energy. And most of the time, you are just right about what's happening. You see?
Yes. I even talk to my fellow workers, you know, at my work, you know, because I'm just a normal human being serving, you know, as best as I can on this level of existence. But, you know, some people are quite closed-minded. And I sometimes give them a few questions so that they will ponder Are we really alone in this universe, let alone in our galaxy itself? And they start thinking, said, well, I think we are. I said, well, I don't really think so. You can just see those craft in the skies each and every evening. So don't you see anything strange about them that you do not understand? Mm-hmm. And they start thinking, they just stay quiet, like they're meditating upon the question that I give to them. And they just stay silent with no answer whatsoever. You know, but sooner or later they will know the truth that will surely set them free.
Yes, yes indeed. It will happen very soon, I think. I hope.
Yes. The sooner the better.
Indeed. And what can you tell us about the 25th of May? Because I heard a message from Cobra that there will be a possibility for the event to happen on the 25th of May with the lunar eclipse. And many channels have also said, like Ashtar, that disclosure cannot happen before after the citizens' hearing on disclosure, which just passed now. So the possibility for disclosure is growing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a possibility. However, we have to hold on to the light and the love that dwells within us and throw it all over the earth itself. Because in doing so, we will attract not only the energy, but also the contact with these beings that are, in actual fact, our family from the stars, that want to help us to get out of the third dimensional reality that we are into the fifth. But in doing so, we must keep the love and light that is within us to be shared amongst all beings, no matter if it's human or animal or plant or whatever it is. We must be as one as we truly are. So the most important thing is to keep towards the light and love that we are and share it without any conditions whatsoever.
Indeed, and as we raise our vibration, this possibility is rising, right?
Yes, of course.
Yes. I feel that you know, the mainstream media is now also a little bit opening up with giving news about the citizens' hearing on disclosure and the serious movie. You see more and more messages from Australia, South America, South Africa about Sirius and the Atta alien, from the Atacama Desert. So the news is really waking people up, I think.
Yes, I do think as well, but we must do our part as well, you know, because I even contacted the local governments here in Malta, even European Union, to disclose everything, not only the files, but the testimonies of people who were in government or who are in government in any country within Europe to do the same, so that the people have the right, the complete right to know the truth that will set everyone free, you know. But so far, I didn't get so much response whatsoever, because I'm only one here in Malta, as far as I know, that is doing this kind of thing, you know. That's why I connect with people from different parts of the world, so I can hold this light and share it with all that is on this planet for the upliftment of all, you know. But I can't do more than that, and I cannot force it down anyone, you know, because it's not right to force anything. We just offer it, if they like it, good. If not, I don't know, it's up to them actually, isn't it? But we have to keep on holding up to the light. And the light itself is the truth that sets everyone free. Sorry.
No, it's okay. More and more people are waking up. I'm just going to ask Gunnold if he has the file ready. Call sign from Medwin Goodall from the album Music for Crystal Healing from 2001. And call sign is really going to get us in a higher state of consciousness, Jozef.
Well, I hope it happens on all levels, especially in the local level as well, all over the world. I'm not saying here in Malta, which Malta is just a 415,000 population, but I wish that the Maltese will wake up also, along with the rest of the world, because everyone has the right to know, because everyone is related to our families from the stars, of which many people disagree with it. But anyway, so the reality, they will know the truth, which I hope it will be very soon.
Yes. You know, Jozef, I'm just going to play a track. It's called Calcite from the album Crystal Healing from Edwin Goodall. and it's going to bring us into higher state of consciousness, and the listeners as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, my friends, welcome back to ET First Contact Radio. This music is really special, it's really cosmic, and I hope you enjoyed, Joseph.
Yes, I enjoyed it very well, thank you. And thank you for sharing such wonderful music as well, along with your great personality, my dear brother.
My dear brother and friend, yes. I want to embrace you for being on the show, and, you know, if we could just meet all of us, the light workers in the world, and come together, I think it will be possible after first contact with the logistics changing, because, you know, it's very expensive and costly to take a plane to somewhere. But when we can change all this and use free energy, we can come together and have a great party.
Of course, a huge party, actually. A worldwide party where humanity and our family from the stars rejoin each other again as one huge family.
Yes.
Harmony, oneness, and joy. I can't really wait all that long. I'm so excited, to be honest with you, with all the listeners here on this radio station.
I can't wait too, my friend. But I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be beyond our wildest dreams, I guess.
As positively said. Beyond our wildest dreams. And the love and the joy and the light that is within us will be manifested in all directions to everyone in our vicinity and in the world as a whole, making it a fifth-dimensional heaven within and around the earth.
Yes, my friend. Joseph, I want to ask you if you can just speak from your heart or channel with your higher consciousness, anything that comes through you, you can say right now. I'll just be listening, and you can speak with your heart. Is that okay?
Well, I won't try, obviously, because I'm a bit tired, you know, because I've been up since 4:30 in the morning, actually.
And oh,
it's
really?
10:26 p.m. right now. Of course, I wake up very early for work. So I work as a painter with the Maltese government in the construction company of the government itself in the north part of the island of Malta in a place called St. Paul's Bay. But however, let's go according to the subject of which I am here to participate in. And all I could say is there's two major things that we should always keep. And this is one of them, which is to be the love that we truly are. And the second is to live in the moment of now in the most positive way. As in doing so, all humanity that follow these two simple and uplifting rules will make their life complete. As you're not only uniting yourself with Mother Earth, but with all life on Earth and beyond. That is the most important things that we must do together. Because together, we are victorious.
Yes, victory of the light, Joseph.
Yes, of course.
And we are now in 2013, and we have seen a lot of changes happening. And I hope that the light will become stronger. And we must do our job to do that. And you are very aware of that. You always say that. We must do our job to keep the vibration as high as possible around us, for the people that are living around us, our family and friends, and our neighbors. So we're doing a great job, but I must tell you, Joseph, it's not always easy.
No, it is not easy, but it's not impossible. Everything is possible. That's the most important thing, that we keep our prospects to the highest level of consciousness and unconsciousness together. Because together, we can accomplish a huge amount of blessings, not only personally, but also on a global way. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing, that we keep the light within us and share it around us. And in doing so, blessings will be completely abundant for all and everyone.
Yes, amen to that, Joseph.
Amen.
Okay, and well, I can ask you a question. I was wondering, you are right now, you are 50 years old, but when did you first wake up? When did your awakening occur about light work and the Galactic Federation and all of it?
Well, I'm quite a young baby, according to that, because I was galactically born into my knowingness. Started in the middle of 2008, around June, July of 2008. And after a month, after that, I was sitting outside enjoying this summer evening breeze. And I saw a craft that was like a glowing Palladian craft above my street. It moved forward above my street and stopped for a couple of minutes. When I saw that, I moved from my sitting position, moved forward about 10 feet, and welcomed them and said, "You are always welcome to come with us and to live with us and to inspire us to live our lives to the full, that you are always welcome." And after I greeted them from, as you could say, almost afar, they turned in the L formation or L movement and completely disappeared. Then after that, I had some symptoms happen to me. For example, like a type of vertigo, which happened 7 times. It was so strong. It's like an energy was coming out from the top of my head, the crown of my head, upwards. And I almost fell at least twice. It was so strong. It could be that the energy that I had, which is not of any use to me, was being extracted from me. And after that, I had 1 day of vomiting, obviously. Unfortunately, I do not want to say this very much, which would make people some kind of queasy, you know, but I do not want that to happen to anyone. And a day later, I had a very hard amount, what they call it, of shortness of breath, and my heart was pounding for no apparent reason. This happened to me on 1 day, obviously, the heart pounding very fast. It lasted about a few minutes. Then after that, I had a whole day of dizziness, then everything stopped. I would think that was what they call a process that I had to go through for my DNA to be, how would I say, reactivated slowly but surely for my highest good.
Mm-hmm.
It was uneasy at first, to be honest with you, and I know that many people have passed through this type of thing. However, but everything went well after that, and I became much more calmer and much more peaceful within. And from this day onwards, I have become, as you say, almost a constant channel to people. Even if I'm not knowing that I'm channeling, I just come out with words automatically to help people that I come in contact with. Those that I know and those that I come in contact at the first time.
Yes, that's how you spoke to me in the beginning in 2009. We met first and you had such beautiful words that were coming straight from your highest self. And I thought, well, this guy must be very wise and must have contained very much love in his heart. And I'm very sure about it. And I really hope we can come together soon to have a cosmic celebration party with all the light workers.
Mm-hmm. And I'm the only one here in Malta. Sounds a little bit, how could they say, a person, a starseed from Sirius B, mm-hmm. in an island of 415,000 people. It's a bit overcrowded, isn't it, for one starseed? However, for some reason or another, I still keep strong. Who is helping, do you think? I would say that my cosmic family and my guides, and even the angels themselves, that I believe so much about them, that they are helping me a lot, more than I can ever imagine. And I'm saying this to help many people to realize that they are never, ever alone, as I have never been alone since my awakening until this day, and as long as I live on this sphere we call Earth, our earthly home.
Yes. Joseph, you have had your awakening, but maybe more people saw that craft in Malta. I don't know how many people live in Malta.
Yeah. Well, in Malta, we have 415,000
I'm sure you're not the only one. Maybe you don't know those people, but I'm sure there are more people that are awakened there.
Probably, but I haven't met them yet, for some reason or another. Yeah, I wonder why.
This can happen.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it will happen. It could happen. but I'm sure it will happen sooner or later.
Yeah, just keep
a
the
year
faith.
After my, excuse me, Martin. I just had something in my mind just popped in, if you don't mind me saying it. For example, a year after my awakening, I met a Palladian sister. She didn't tell me nothing. I saw her sitting down. She was writing in a journal in front of her, and she was looking at the sky, and I was noticing her. I said, do you mind, can I have a word with you, please? I said, yes. By any chance, are you a starseed? She said, yes. How do you know? Because I'm a starseed as well. And she noticed I was a Syrian. Well, not was, and still is, anyway. Said, you're a Palladian, aren't you? Said, yes. So how do you know? So I've been noticing you, how you're reacting. You start writing, you look into the sky all the time. It's like you've been channeling something. And we still kept contact to this very day. This was about 4 years ago. We write at least once or twice a month, and she gives me updates. Even her sister is a Syrian starseed, but she lives in Ireland at the moment, you know? She's actually Irish-born. So she's been meeting the starseeds here in Malta as long as she's been here, except me, myself, you know? And I just met her personally, physically, just once. And before we left, after 2 hours of conversing with each other, we stood and we hugged each other and said our goodbyes, but we keep constant contact via email contact, you know, through the internet, which is, in a good way, a very efficient system of communication for the present moment. And I'm truly glad I met her and so many other people, such as yourself, Martin, that has shown that I am worth having, not only as a friend, but also as a person that one can trust in the most harmonious and positive way.
Yes, that's true. Oh, that's a beautiful story, Joseph, that you just met this lady on a terrace as you were sitting there and watching the skies. And I want to tell you and the listeners that I met my twin flame in France. I was at a spiritual gathering place. And when I left, I met her. I was sitting in a bus to leave to go to the TGV station, you know, the trains that go to Paris, because I had to get back to Belgium. I lived that time in Antwerp in Belgium. I was studying there. And I was sitting in the bus and I was looking outside and I saw her standing there. And I looked in her eyes and I thought, I know you. And then she came in the bus and I said, bonjour, how are you? I didn't know the girl. And then we were sitting 20 minutes in the bus drive going to the station. And then I left the bus when we arrived at the station, took my suitcase. But then I thought, no, something is wrong. So I left my suitcase in the crowd, very quickly run back to the bus, asked her, donnez moi ton numéro de téléphone, give me your phone number. She entered the phone number and she told me afterwards, I should not make a mistake by typing my phone number because this is important. And since then, that was almost eight years ago, we are in very close contact and she lives very close to me and we are really close. And she is such an angel, you know. I have so much support from her. It's so amazing. But I just met her like this, you know?
I'm very glad that you met such a person like her, you know, and you have constant contact with this person. That means a lot to you as a cosmic sister and as a fellow worker of light here on Earth in uplifting, you know, humanity out of the mires of the past that so many people have suffered from. The most important thing is to keep, obviously, the light shining within us and be used like a, what do you call it, like a lighthouse and shine it all around us for the benefit of every being that exists on this beloved and sacred planet.
Yes, it is a beloved and sacred planet. Gaia is beautiful. And I just get an idea. If Donald doesn't mind, I will play music via Skype because I haven't sent him the file yet. But this music is called Gaia, and I just want to celebrate Gaia with you, Joseph.
Okay, thank you. And thank Gaia, you very much.
This lady is singing so beautifully about Gaia, about Mother Earth. You're going to love this song. You're going to love it.
Okay, thank you very much, Martin.
It's a hymn to Mother Earth. To Mother Earth, Joseph. Gaia, our planet.
Yes, Gaia. She's so precious to all of us. For we are one, actually, and those who go against her are in turn destroying themselves. So it's better that we live as one with her, because in being in harmony with her and all her life forms, we are completely blessed. So it's better to bless her rather than to curse her, because in doing so, by blessing her, we get blessed in turn. But indeed, we must do this out of love and life that dwells within us.
That is so true, my friend. And, you know, I think that Gaia is ready to move to the fifth dimension. I mean, the outside Earth, because the inside Earth, the inner Earth, is already in the fifth dimension. And by the way, I'm very curious to meet the Agartians from inner Earth. And you?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a part of our family, aren't they? And I'm more than willing to meet the Guardians and our families from the stars together as one. Because
as
in
one.
Doing so, everything can ascend to the fifth dimensional reality, which is in actual fact heaven on and in Earth itself.
Yes. Exactly. I'm waiting
you
for
must
this
remember. You must remember, dear ones, that this is my very first time on the radio, and I'm doing my utmost to uplift the people's feelings of a better and harmonious life. So please forgive me if I've done anything that is not of the highest order.
Well,
I'm
you
too
are
humble to say this.
You are so humble, Joseph, but you're doing a great job. You know, I feel you're like a brother to me, and maybe I've known you for a long time in other lives, but I know that your energy is so high. Maybe you even don't realize yourself, but I'm really feeling blessed with your words.
I just do the work that I was directed to do, you know, and I chose to come on this planet again. This is not my first incarnation, actually. I came here before humanity was ever settled here by the first humans. So I am a very old soul. And I want to tell everyone here, including yourself, my dear brother Martin, that I was one of the first elder beings of Series B to come on Earth to manifest humanity as it is in its Homo sapiens state. Mm-hmm. My father and my mother of the Sirian Star Nation obviously were scientific and exploratory people. And I was their only offspring. So I was the only child that they had. Because there wasn't so many missions in the past. And now I have to do the same work here on Earth and anywhere that they need me. But while I am here on Earth, I will do my utmost to raise the vibration and to help and inspire and to bless as many people on this Earth as possible. However, I cannot, you know, impose anything on anyone, for everyone has the right to choose to listen or not to listen. The choice is finally theirs, you know? But I'm always here to help.
Yes. Well, you know, I have an effect, you know, tonight is the solar eclipse in Australia, and on the 25th of May is the lunar eclipse. What do you expect from the time between now and the lunar eclipse? Because I have the feeling that we are going to clean up a lot of stuff from the past. What do you think?
I think that our genetical DNA in every person on this earth will be affected greatly. And not only that, even in our spiritual awareness, we will be opening up to a higher consciousness.
You know, indeed.
That's how what I know, what I feel. And at the same time, many people will realize that the slavery of the past no longer benefits the many. Because it did manifest thousands of years ago, as Sheldon Idle once said, that we were once held in what they called a slavery system that has gone for over 13 millennia, which is soon ending. And Earth's humanity will be taken into Hollow Earth or Inner Earth and three other planets within this star system, which will be Venus, Mars, and Maldek, also known as Melona. Now, Melona, at the moment, the remains of it is actually the, the asteroid belt.
Yes, correct.
Now, the asteroid will be assembled or reassembled again and made into a planet that is 3.5 times the size of Earth with huge oceans. And there will not be cities built on the surface, but within the Earth. And the Earth's population will be obviously upgraded to fifth dimensional reality, as the rest of the beings here will be. And the vast majority of the people will be taken on these three planets of inner Venus, inner Mars, and inner Maldek, or Melona.
Yeah, they call it also Pax, the planet Pax.
Yes.
Maldek.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, a couple of weeks ago I had Sheldon Idle on the show, and if you want to listen to that interview, you can go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio and then go scroll down a bit and you will see the program archives in blue and white. And you can subscribe for a little few dollars and then listen to that interview. I also had Stephen Greer, and also I had last week I had Stephen Bassett from the Citizens Hearing on Disclosure. It's all available for download and to listen to. And if you want to help and support the show, you can also donate on bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio and help me to continue this wonderful show with the latest galactic news.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And I wish to send my highest good and blessings to, obviously, the people you just mentioned, Dr. Stephen Greer, Sheldon Neidel, Judy Satori, Patricia Corey, and all the most wonderful people that are doing this highest work, even, what's his name, Bassett, you just mentioned as well, for they deserve to be obviously respected and heard. They hold the truth as much as I do, if not more, you know? Now, I send my utmost blessings to them, their families and friends, in the most, you know, loving and caring way possible. I am here to serve and not to be served. We have to work together for the benefit of all. As in doing so, we can be or are victorious within the light and love that dwells in each and every one of us.
That's a wonderful message, Joseph. Thank you for that. Indeed, blessings to Judy Satori, Patricia Corey, James Gilliland, all the wonderful light workers, and especially blessings to BBS Radio, to Donald, Douglas, and Seth, who are doing an amazing job every day. Every day they're here on radio station 1 and station 2 to get all the shows out, and they're doing a lot of work. They work day and night, so let's give a lot of blessings to BBS Radio. Because this is the station where anything can be said in a decent way. But we have the most interesting shows on the whole world of internet radio. And Patricia Corey, by the way, Joseph, has also a show on BBS Radio. So if you check the program schedule, you can find that information.
Okay, thank you very much. And I send my best to all at BBS Radio and its listeners all over the world. And I wish you all abundant blessings in the most wonderful and harmonious way, for we are truly one. We continue, Martin.
Yes, I want to thank the listeners because they come back every week and they put time aside to be able to listen. And every week I have another guest, and every week it's a surprise who I have. You're one of the people that I love very much, Joseph. I want to continue this show. So if you are interested to tell your story about ET or UFOs or Ascension or the New World, the New Age of Gaia, you can call me or send me an email, and we can arrange an interview. And like this, we can wake up many people. We are doing it all together. That's the news that I want to share.
Of course. It will be an honor and a privilege to do so. And I would also like to expect, if possible, that one day, in this year possible, that we make a group meeting here in Malta South. That has never happened before. And we go to some ancient temples here in Malta that are aligned to the Pleiades, you know, and form a circle around these temples and call to our families from the stars. And to have some documented, what they call it, communications with our star family as much as possible by calling upon them to bring the energy down also on the people on these islands and around the Mediterranean, which is, as many people call the Mediterranean, the cradle of civilization. If anyone is interested, they may contact, obviously, Martin himself, or send me an email at josephbartolo777@gmail.com. And I can arrange something like a tour of the Maltese Island that will last between 1 to 2 weeks. It depends your budget, obviously, and I will try to do the best I can to help in such a manifestation of love and oneness. Thank you.
Let's do that. Let's organize it together, Joseph.
Of course.
Yes, and I want to thank you for being on the show. And I want to ask Donald again to play Gaia into the Earth to close out the show. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Joseph, for being here and spreading your wonderful light. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Here is Gaia, Hymn to the Earth, from Chloe Goodchild. Beautiful.